You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new firearms unit has been announced by the Labor government as the next step to lessening gun violence in New Zealand. Police Minister Poto Williams discusses the functions of the new unit.
Could you explain the purpose and objectives of the firearms unit?
So we've made a commitment in terms of firearm safety, and this is one of the most important elements of that. The unit will house the register, which will allow police to have an idea of who is applying for firearms licenses, how we can control kind of the sale of firearms, and how many firearms somebody has. And why that's really important is that up until this point, we've had about 30 years when we haven't had a register, so we have no idea how many firearms are in our community. This gives us the ability from this point on to know who has firearms, how they're securing them, how they're being sold and distributed, and how many people have. So it allows us to have a much safer community environment. That understanding is really important.
Will the firearms unit have like an internal or external targets that must be met regarding firearm regulations or seeing how many you can register?
That will be, a lot of that stuff is operational. What it will do is it will set some very tight criteria around who is fit and proper. So who is a fit and proper person to have a firearm. What it will also do, it will put some regulations and some constraints around the sale of firearms. One of the things that really concerns me at the moment is that you can, if you have a firearms license, you can go and purchase as many firearms as you like. Now that's, on the face of it, you know, you may need a firearm for sport or for recreation or for work possibly, or even for gathering kai. But I'm concerned that we don't know how many firearms are in our community. So when police turn up to a particular job, they're unaware of, but potentially unaware that a firearm may be present. And one of the examples that has been quoted to me, of course, is when police were asked to attend someone who was self-harming. When they arrived there, they found dozens of weapons in the home. So for them not to know that before they go was quite dangerous. But now we've got the ability to understand that much better than we have before.
When will the firearms unit be fully up and running and operational in New Zealand?
So by the end of next year, at the moment we've got a transitional manager in place who's looking at employing people to join the unit and working on all of the regulations and all the information that needs to go in place before the unit is up and running. So yeah, can't wait really. I wish it would happen sooner. But if you can appreciate it, it's been a while since we've had a register. So we have to make sure that we get everything right in that space. So yeah, they're working very hard on that.
And how will the firearms unit work with the already existing framework for gun ownership and regulation in New Zealand?
Well, it will tighten it up. It will put some real parameters around how weapons are moved, how they're sold, how many you can hold, how you secure them and how you store them and how they're transported. So all of these things make it harder for weapons to get into the general community, to get into the hands of people that might harm us or harm others.
And the use of firearms in New Zealand, as we've seen, has increased dramatically in the last few years. Do you think this new regulatory body, combined with the current approach of policing guns that we already have in New Zealand, is sufficient to combat this rise in gun violence?
Well, we can never design a perfect system, but we can get as close to one as possible. The big gap that we've had is we've had 30 years of not knowing really how many firearms are out there. I mean, we've known who's registered, but we don't know registered firearm owners how many weapons they've had. And we're not entirely sure that our register of firearms owners has been up to scratch either. If you recall, after the March 15 tragedy, the Royal Commission of Inquiry asked for police to do a couple of pieces of work. And the first piece of work was to make sure that when we're registering people to own a firearm, that we are really clear about them passing the fit and proper test, that we are really clear that we make sure that they've got the right people supporting those applications. They do everything they can to make sure that is a robust system. And the police have gone a long way to really improving that. What the unit will do will assist in that, but on top of that, it will make regulations to ensure that the use, the transportation, the securing of firearms is added as well. So it just really adds an element to that. The other thing that the Royal Commission of Inquiry also required was that the police restore some trust and confidence in the people of New Zealand that they could do a really good job. So when we were looking at the unit and how to design it, it was really important that we got that balance right. So the fact that we have landed on a branded business unit within police that's independent of police, that reports to the commissioner, and one that also the Ministerial Arms Advisory Group said that they preferred, that was their preferred option of unit, really speaks to us helping the police to build that trust and confidence back again with the people of New Zealand.
There seems to be, as you've said before, a lot of steps taken to do gun reform, ownership and legislation in New Zealand, especially since 2019. Are there any more changes around this topic that you or the New Zealand Police would like to see implemented in the future?
Well, we're working, this is part of a wider process, as you can appreciate. You know, we've got the Royal Commission of Inquiry recommendations, and there's a lot of work happening across all of government, across the justice sector in particular. You know, we started, you know, very soon after the March 15 attacks by ensuring that we took 60,000 military-styled semi-automatic weapons off the streets, which was the first part of the program. The police have been actively engaged in ensuring that we seize as many illegal firearms as possible. There have been another, you know, 8,700 in that time alone. And the work that we're doing with the police to support them, building capability, building police numbers, all adds to that. And we've got some specific police recruits that will be working on organised crime, which really just helps us in our fight to take illegal weapons off the streets and just help our communities be safer.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Emily.
That was Police Minister Poto Williams speaking with Emily Bell about the new firearms unit.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.